It is the 25th of January 2023 and it's EK Lippmyer. I'm in the northern suburbs of Perth, Western Australia. It's a Wednesday and I'm doing something a little bit odd. You've seen me, those of you who have been following me for a while, seen me water my garden and said little garden over there. Now I'm watering storage containers and some of you might think I've gone a little bit batty, but many of you may have come to that conclusion long ago. But there is a little bit of method to my madness. These containers I bought from Bunnings here in Perth, and there's two sizes. One is the larger one is a 100 litre size. Smaller ones are 60 litre sizes, and I bought them for storage purposes of clothing, food, old shoes from secondhand shops and things like that. So I'm speaking here to the prepper fraternity, and I have been sadly on a budget, very limited budget, for a very long time. However, the number of boxes you see here, I have double the number again, I would think. Some with storage, some filled up, but some yet to go, and I must do this. Now, why am I doing this? Let me turn this off and I'll explain. Put the running water onto the bamboo. Bamboo's an old hammy eye, but I'll turn the tap off because I did water it earlier. Am I still recording? I'm still recording. So the I'll just let you see that is a where are we? A 100 litre storage container, sadly made in China. When I say sadly, I've got nothing against the Chinese, but the standards are often not high enough. That's a 60 litre container made in China. So as I said, on a budget, and these containers were the cheapest I could find for the size, and there's been a downside. So I began buying maybe 5 months ago and done a few Bunnings trips since, and have accumulated them because I know we in the prepping community know that some mighty hard times are coming. Now there's a number of disadvantages and advantages to these, the advantage being the price, but let me just talk about one disadvantage. The reason these are out here, I'm off-gassing, speeding up the off-gassing. These containers have an absolutely noxious chemical smell coming off them, and 4 months, and when I've left them in a stack of five, one inside the other, etc., you open them up and it's as if they've just come off the factory line, and the fumes, they fill up your room if you're inside. You can smell them if they're outside, you can smell them if it's still permeating the air. So I've been, last couple of days, I've had these in the sun, and I'm just, it's the second watering I've given them, and I tip that water onto the bamboo, but of course it'll have toxic chemicals in it, but what do we do? This world is just so full of it. Everything's compromised. Well, I've said this before in videos, actually, we must never compromise on the most important values. They're just uncompromisable, and I've mentioned a few of them before. But the lesser so-called things we have to compromise, or we would not be able to get out of bed in the morning, because we can't live the perfect lives many of us would like to, but we just can't. So I would suspect, because China sells everywhere in the world, that if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, you might see these in your equivalent of Bunnings, if not Bunnings. I don't know if Bunnings is in the Northern Hemisphere, but I think it's might have even started here in Western Australia. It's owned, I think, or used to be owned by Wesfarmers, who owns the Coles supermarket group, or did, maybe they sold it, but giant company. But These were just under $22, the 100 litres, and or at a guess, the 60 litres. This is Australian dollars. The 60 litre ones were something like $13 or $14 something. And compared to some heavier duty, which were less off-gassing ones, I could see they were considerably cheaper. And at the moment, I've got to just get storage space at the lowest possible cost. Now, here's some other downsides, but look, I hope that's made a bit of sense, that the I'll just pause. What I'm hoping is making sense is that a cowboy method of speeding up this off-gassing, this venting off of these noxious fumes, is putting them into the sun. We can't put them sadly into the sun for too long, like a month, and then no doubt the sun will start to degrade the plastic and they'll go brittle and they'll crack and so on. But while Perth's sun in January is very intense, I'm imagining that a couple of days, 2-3 days of sun is not going to compromise them much at all. But I'm hoping it reduces the, when I've dried them out, I'll be rinsing them out, tipping the water out and scraping any bamboo leaves, etc., that have landed them out, stacking them on their sides probably, and let them dry out, and then tomorrow, the next day, be able to pack them like what are those little Russian bashuka dolls, whatever, one inside the other, and then fill them as I can. Now, here's another downside to them, and this is pretty serious downside actually. They're not waterproof. Now, what do I mean by that? When you put the lid on, these, because I've bought containers in the past, black, heavy black containers with yellow lids. Some are like this. They've got these notches to keep the, to keep the lid in place. I don't think they're needed. Not if they're accurate, well organised, clip with clips on the end. But if this was outdoors and it rains, water gets into that gap. And some of it is going to, it's not a lot, but some of it's going to go into the interior. And if you've got paper packaged food or clothing or those kind of things, you're going to get dampness in there and any amount of problems. You're going to get mould, you're going to get, it's just not a good thing. Also, certain insects will get through. So it's not waterproof, and that matters. So if you're going to store these outside, you're going to have waterproof sheeting over them, tarpaulins, plastic tarpaulins perhaps, and isn't our world drowning in plastic, unfortunately, or just plastic sheeting itself to store outside. But the thing that you could put in them is canned food and very well sealed plastic food, like kilogram packets of milk powder and so on, because if a bit of water gets in, that shouldn't be an issue with hermetically sealed product. Clothing, you've got to, I mean there'll be an absorption by the clothing of the chemical smell, sadly, but comes time to use it, I suppose we wash it and get a measure of it out. We're not going to get it all out, so again, compromise. We're breathing in and eating and bathing in a cocktail of harmful chemicals every day. It's the world we have now, but we can look forward to helping bring about a world where that's no longer the case. But the other downside, again, is that they're not very strong, so you do not go. I can tell you now, these lids are flimsy. Of course, they're not offered for sale separately. Let me just tip that bit of water out to give this illustration onto the bamboo. There we go. Oh, so here's a better 60 litre heavy duty storage container, Montgomery. Lockable lid, easy carry handle, stackable. Yeah, they're stackable, but that's what I'm going to talk about right now. Made from 100% recycled plastic, tub only. Okay. Here's what they're not telling you. They're stackable, because of course, they fit there, but if you have any weight in these, the lids are so flimsy that the lid, two or three high, if that was full of canned food, that would be heavy, and that lid will start to warp and go, you know, curved and so on, and you'll lose even more of the seal that will keep the bigger insects out. So you're going to have to, if you use this cheap, flimsy kind of method, I mean, there's much flimsier boxes out there in Bunnings, etc. These are sort of a halfway, but you're going to have to put your heavy ones on the bottom and stack lighter things like clothing and lighter foods and so on, etc., on top. Now, here's the way I recommend you stack them, like this. Because now it takes a little bit more room, because whereas you otherwise could have had one set there in your shed or in a spare room, and another set there and another set there, with this method you're going to have to allow the full width of the tub going upwards. And then we let's tip this out. Then this one be like that, and so on. So you get the idea. But that way, the lids won't warp, because the lids aren't taking this part of the lid. This part of the lid is not taking the weight, and probably you could go considerably heavier with the contents as you go up. And if you've got, say, maybe you can go to five, maybe you can go another two above that. I probably wouldn't go further than that if there's any considerable weight. If it's clothing and blankets and pillows and things like that, yeah, go as high as you like within limit. But then you're going to run into structural problems with the... It's not the strongest plastic, but it's... So there are limitations in weight bearing. So thank you. Good luck with your... prepping. We need to do as much of it as we can, and there's a guarantee we're going to be called upon to help neighbours and friends and family who didn't prep. There's budgetary issues, there's for us preppers, there's security issues, there's all manner of issues, but we just have to take one step at a time and do what we can. Thank you, good luck with your prepping, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.